It's a big weekend coming up. First of all, you have you're on your way to pick up some kids. The Maine Exchange is back in our neck of the woods. You got a team coming in for the weekend. Tell us about this. How this all gets set up.
So every year there's a exchange between Nebraska and Maine kids, and every other year is where. So last year it was hosted at Maine, and Nebraska sent a team to Maine, and it's about 17 athletes, and then four coaches have the opportunity from Maine and Nebraska to wrestle each other. So I was asked, reached out by the Maine Exchange Committee to see if we would be willing to host, and I reached out to our community and our administration, and we decided to go through with it and kind of pulled the plug and are learning some things on the fly. But when the Maine kids are here, they'll have four stops. So they'll be in Cambridge, southwest Nebraska area. We'll get them there tonight through Sunday, and then they'll make their way to Kearney. And then after Kearney, they go to Central City for 4 days, and then they'll end up in Nebraska City. And then they'll make their way back to Maine. So they'll be here for about 2 weeks, it's not so much about wrestling. It's more of a life experience for these kids coming from Maine to come to Nebraska and kind of see a different part of the world and whatnot. And when our kids go to Maine, it's kind of the same thing. They get to wrestle four duels and get to experience some wrestling, but more of it's just get to see what a different part of the world is like. And so we're looking forward to hosting, these coaches and kids from Maine for 4 days, and we got some fun things planned for them. And the weather's not going to be ideal. I feel like these kids are going to get here, and you're going to be like, what is this 105 and 40 mile an hour wind? It might be a little bit of a shock to them, but we're going to do our best to make sure that things are fun and that they enjoy their time here.
You had to have the help of a lot of families there in the Cambridge area to host a lot of this and for food and stuff like that, didn't you?
Yeah. There's been a lot of reaching out and asking for support from families to host. So we have some host families and very grateful for them. And it's a lot of work, and it's very appreciated, not just from me, but from the Maine Exchange Committee. Those parents that are willing to open their doors and have some kids sleep on their couches or air mattresses or their extra beds. So really appreciate that. And then the food, like you said, and activities, couldn't do it without those people as well. So really appreciate all the Cambridge parents for their support and just this opportunity that our kids are going to have and some of the other local kids that are, it's not just going to be our kids. We got quite a few RPAC schools, a couple Fort Kearney schools. So we're excited for the next 4 days.
And yeah, you're going to have a clinic and a duel along with situation with their kids and your kids.
Yeah. So the plan is tomorrow, we'll get them there. I thought about doing some fun activities kind of in the morning, but I just wasn't overly excited with doing a whole lot 3 or 4 days in a row outside with the temp. So we decided to kind of just do a clinic, roll around type of deal. I like learning about wrestling, and I'm excited to just pick some of the brains of the other coaches and then, show some of the things that we do around here and just kind of learn, and have our kids interact with the Maine kids a little bit and, just kind of have a little bit of fun, in the morning, and then we'll go to the pool in the afternoon tomorrow for a little bit, and then we'll have the pool tomorrow evening at 7 p.m.
Sounds like a great time, and again, is this like switch off every year? We'll be back in Maine next year, and then somebody else here in Nebraska will host it the year after that.
Yep, so Nebraska will be in Maine next year. There'll be opportunities for Nebraska kids to go to Maine, and that was part of one of the reasons that I reached out to and wanted to host is, our kids will have kind of first dibs on going to Maine. If they want to go to Maine, we could send some kids because we host it, as well as me as a coach. If, you know, that sounds like a fun trip. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to pull the plug for 14 days, but, you know, when you get to host, you kind of get the, you know, you get the thank you on the other end to get to go to Maine if you want to go to Maine. So we're hoping that we'll be able to send, you know, a kid or two next year to Maine to go enjoy some life experiences type of deal. So,
Coach, and you're on the road, and but you're just getting done with a camp, I do believe, over in Kearney, where kind of a dual camp. I saw, 145 matches in 4 days. Your kids really, I'm sure, had a ball and good workouts and good competition there over the last couple of days, didn't they?
Yeah. We wrestled 9 duels in 4 days. Totaled up to be 145 matches for our kids, which is, we had 13 kids go. We had some kids not make it the first day, so, and that just because of other things going on. But yeah, we wrestled 145 matches in 4 days. We were teamed up with Ray. They had, I think, 5 or 6 kids. So we had 13 of our own, and then, or 14 of our own, excuse me, and then 5 or 6 from Ray. We were teamed up with them, and a lot of great matches. I felt really good about wrestling, you know, our level of competition, like the Class Bs and C teams, but, you know, we were seeing teams from all over the state of Nebraska, Kearney High, Hastings, Lincoln, Omaha, and then a bunch of big schools from Colorado and in Kansas and Missouri. So we got to see a lot of really good competition. Our kids did excellent. I think overall, like, team scoring-wise in the duels, we went 4-5, which I'm very happy with. I think that's as good as we've ever done, just because, you know, when your enrollment's not very high and you don't have quite the resources that some of those Class A and B schools do, you know, you're wrestling kids from there that, you know, that's all they do versus our kids kind of do everything. But, no, very good competition. Our kids learned a lot. I'm very proud of them. It was hard yesterday, Wednesday, to get up and go, and you could tell that they were tired, but valuable mat time. You know, you go get 10 matches in a week over the summer, you know, that's a third of a season, so nothing but positive things will come from this camp, just like every other year, and felt really good, built some relationships with the Ray guys, and that's a heck of a program, so I was able to pick their brain a little bit about some things, and really enjoyed ourselves.
Not much of a summer for you, Coach. I mean, you're enjoying the summer, but wrestling, and I'm sure doing some football things this summer as well. A lot of time in the weight room, of course, too, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, I just looked at the date the other day, and I was like, June is about over. But yeah, very busy. Been doing some football things and weight room every morning, Monday through Thursday, and then, like you said, wrestling this week, and then next week we have a football camp, and then, you know, I'm going to take a little bit of time for myself and my family. We're going to go out to Colorado for a week or so while over the 4th, just get away from it a little bit before things ramp back up before the middle of July and into August. But, yeah, summer's flying by. Been really busy, but it's been a good busy, and getting these kids opportunities to get better and better themselves and whatever they want to do. And it's been fun so far. And just, I, the thing that I could ask is, you know, I sometimes don't feel like I have enough hours in the day. 24 is not enough. So if we could figure out a way to maybe make that like a 30-hour day so I could get a couple more hours of sleep, you know, that would be awesome.
Coach, I think you can keep asking, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. But I know exactly what you're going through right now. So, boy, putting some long hours. You're going to deserve that 4th of July weekend trip out to Colorado. The much-deserving, turn your phone off, nobody call me, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. My wife and I was talking last night, and neither one of us are going to take our computers. I might just toss the phone out the window when we're going out there and just enjoy my time.